Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Liz McSharry is the principal of Gaelscoil Knocknarea in County Sligo. Liz, what state is the school in?
Andrea, thanks for having me. And Jesus Marie Verfaz, the state of the school is a cause of very much of a lot of worry and anger and frustration at the moment. So we are a school that is 30 years old. We live our daily lives in between three sets of premises. So one part of the school is part of the local GAA club, St Mary's GAA club. Another part of the school are prefabs that are owned by a company called Extra Space, and another part of the school are prefabs that are owned by a company called All Space. So in theory, while the school is a school of 208 pupils with classes from Ninon Hosier right all the way up to Rongashay, it exists in 11 different separate buildings because they're all under the remit of different landlords. So it's a nightmare. And over the years, those prefabs have become dilapidated because they weren't ever supposed to be a permanent fixture.
So this has gone on those for what, 30 years?
Yes. So over 30 years, for example, the planning permissions that attach to most of those prefabs have expired. They were 5 to 7 years old. So I suppose in theory, those prefabs are there illegally. And it was always envisaged as a temporary fix. Right back in 2015, the local politicians talked about, with great furore, about investment in a new school for girls called Knocknarea. And at that time, they viewed it as, the deputy of the time, John Perry, viewed it as, in his own words, a necessity. And here we are in 2026.
So the school is part, though, of this ADAPT programme, isn't it, for a number of years to try and have it redeveloped? Like it is, it's effectively on a waiting list, is it?
That's right, yeah. Well, it's more than on a waiting list. It's part of a programme. And the ADAPT in that programme stands for Accelerated. So that programme commenced in 2022. Now, the site was acquired before that. So when you drive past our prefabs and St Mary's and the bar of St Mary's, you come to a greenfield site along the road. It has a new road service in it. The services are there ready to be connected. The site, as I said, is a greenfield site. That was acquired almost 7 years ago at this point. And that is there in the department's name, ready to go, ready to be built on. The sod could be turned tomorrow if we were in a position to do so. Now, the ADAPT programme that we became part of started in June 2022. It's a 24-month programme for schools such as ours who are in urgent need of accommodation and who are also I suppose one of the things that I should explain here is that while we wait in these conditions, the department paid to the landlords a sum of $181,000 per annum at the moment in rent. So that is costing taxpayers and the Exchequer that amount per annum.
So you prefer to obviously be in your permanent building. And as you mentioned, Liz, what, over 200 plus children in this school as well. We're asking listeners today about the condition of Irish schools. How good or bad are they? Send us in, actually, if you want, pictures of the condition of some of the classrooms in your schools. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Liz, will you stay with me for a moment? Because I have a parent and member of your parents' association of the Gaelscoil Knocknarea in Sligo. Olivia is with me here on the line as well. Olivia, you've children in the school, is that right?
Yeah, hi Andrea, thanks for having me on here. Jigwich, Liz. So my daughter is in Rongahane. I have a son coming in September and I have another little boy who'll be coming up the lines. It's just at this stage, we're just all bewildered. We're being held in this ADAPT programme that we were told, you know, this is what we need to be on to get our school built. Only this morning I received a response from the minister following an email I sent to her on the 6th of February. It came through this morning, detailing what the programme is, which we know now. And I just want to quote a bit of it. It just says, this NDP sectoral plan involves a very strong emphasis on maximising existing capacity and prioritisation of school building projects to meet the most urgent needs. I suppose the list of the NDP that came out there 2 weeks ago, and we found out we did not make that list because for some reason they decided that we are not of a priority over here on the west side of the country.
And your children, the classroom, or I suppose the prefabs, as Liz described, you know, the different, yeah. There's obviously different units, if you want to describe it as that,
yeah.
And the
yeah.
children are in, you know, some in prefabs and some in other kind of setups. Like, how, what do your children tell you when they come home every day? What's the classroom
set daughter, like? My daughter sits most of the morning with her coat on, as does her little friends that are in the room. Their own door, of her door in particular, has a hole underneath it. Their bathrooms, some of the bathrooms in these don't even work. The electrics keep cutting out on them. There was a light fell out of one of them there only last week. They're overcrowded. They're, you know, they have kids. We opened up an autism classroom there September of last year. There is kids in our school that have high needs, and they're being put into these settings that just aren't good enough. They're not good enough. One child, I spoke with a parent recently, and the child is choosing trousers with pockets because his hands are cold while he's sitting trying to learn, you know, and it's like, it is the only Gael school in the whole of the county of Sligo.
Yeah.
There is nowhere else. If I chose, which I would not do, but if I chose to take my children out tomorrow, there's nowhere else for me to send them. And despite of all this, despite of the conditions that they're sitting in every day, the teachers are still delivering, which, in, you know, it's quite upsetting for them
to
have to
hard
deliver.
Job to do. Well, so there's plenty, you know, to be at without having to get on to us today. Do you know what I mean? I fully appreciate that. And you probably thought, Olivia, I'm sure, when you were sending your children or put them down on the list to go to the school, that, you know, given that you're on this ADAPT programme for 4 years now, yeah. that this school
yeah.
building, the physical building, would be in the pipeline at some stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even when she started, we were told, and, you know, it's exciting to be part of this and to know that the kids are getting a new school.
A new
and
school.
Every day the kids are coming, my child's coming home and saying, you know, asking, is there any news? And, you know, and they're just, they don't have the facilities, they don't have a hall. So when it's raining, they can't do PE. They can't have their school assemblies. They can't have their school plays at Christmas where the families come in. They do a wee sing song and parents can come in, but that's it. They can't extend it to grandparents because there's just no space. It's a ball alley. It's not even a hall. It's an actual ball alley that is actually rented out in the evenings to the public. And not only that, we're literally the only school, I'd say, in the country that gets a Heineken delivery every week because there is a pub above the classrooms. And, you know, to...
Because like, that's some instance, of the classes are, as Liz mentioned, are
in the building.
Part of the building of the club. Yeah,
yeah.
The football
two
club.
Of them.
Okay.
There's two of them. The junior classes are in, and above that is the pub. So we, the Parents Association, put on a Halloween disco every year. It's up in the pub because we have nowhere else to put the kids. You know, and like, this is 2026.
Right.
Like,
I know.
You know,
and it's gone on this 30 years. As
yeah.
Liz said, you know, it's not, and like it happened
yeah.
today or yesterday. And Liz, when you got on to the Department of Education, as I'm sure you probably have a path worn to them, and we're quite happy to contact them here from our end in Lunchtime Live today, what response do you get, Liz? Or, like, have you been given, is there any timeline?
So very little. No, that's one of the things that's causing deep frustration and deep anger. And we can't give parents or any kind of comfort in that respect, because for a long time now, that ADAPT program has drifted. And it has drifted into inertia. And it's only because of the National Development Plan list that issued in January. And there have been such frustration and anger in seeing that we weren't on that list, which is a list of prioritised projects for 2 years. Our project, if you take the timeline that was originally set back in 2022, should be delivered by now. So that ADAPT programme has a specific 24-month turnaround period in it. Now, bear in mind, we started in June 2022. So 2 years later, we were supposed to have contractors on site with the build within a year. So we should be in a new school by now. And the frustrating thing while you're dealing with that drifting is that communication systems, and this is one of the things we brought up with Minister Hildegard Nocton when we met her, communication is at an all-time low and it is virtually non-existent. In some instances, it has requested us to use freedom of information requests to get basic communication.
Well,
generic one-line answers.
I wouldn't have thought that was the route to go down, that as a principal of a school, particularly when you're on the programme like that. Liz, we'll certainly reach out to the Minister's office and to the department as well. Listener says, my four children are currently attending Gaelscoil Knocknarea. The conditions are absolutely appalling. It's so bad that when it rains, the teachers have to stop teaching because they can't hear. When my eldest son started school, we were promised a new school. He's now in third year in secondary school. Minister needs to roll back on this decision. And another listener has twins in third class in the same school. We moved to the locality from Maynooth last year. School-wise, like going on from what we would expect, it's like something you'd see, definitely not in an affluent area, says this listener. The teachers are amazing, though, I want to point out. Liz McSharry and Olivia, who is from the Parents Committee there, the Parents Association and a parent of children at Gaelscoil Knocknarea in Sligo. Thank you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Thursday. If we hear anything back from the department, we will bring that to you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.